and that I got scared, that there was this reactiveness that happened inside of me, and that there was this tendency to jam on the brakes, to beat the horn, to swerve the car, whatever it was. There's this moment in which the event took place, it came in through your senses, you were relatively stable, then it came in, and then there was all this reactive energy that happened inside. And could you remain conscious, centered, clear when that happened? Or did it take over the entire experience and you just reacted to, in a sense, the lowest part of your being? That's the lowest part of your being. Fear, anxiety, reactiveness, panic, right? Nothing ever came out of panic. Nobody did well in panic. It's like sort of like if you're teaching your kid to play baseball and they get scared when the ball bounces in front of them. If they close their eyes, turn their head away, they will never, ever, ever play ball, and they'll probably get conked in the head. The ball doesn't know that I don't want to play. The ball doesn't know that. That's something you're doing as a form of reactiveness, but it's not helping the situation. It's the same thing when you go to drive that car or anything else in life. You're in there. You're going to be in there. It's a question of, are you conscious and aware, or are you freaked out and reacting? So that's what it means to remain centered, not freaked out and reacting. But here comes the subtleness. If the event takes place outside, somebody cuts you off, it's not your fault that the reaction that happens inside is freaky. I'm not going to say to you, you're wrong, you're bad, you lose, because it is what happens, isn't it? It happens instantaneously based on the current state of your psyche. It just takes place. If the world unfolds a certain way and you have certain patterns inside your psychological being, those things outside are going to hit those patterns and it's going to react inside that way. You shouldn't feel that your fault is not wrong, has nothing to do with anything. The question of spirituality is, can you remain centered, clear, above it when that takes place? Can you notice this person cut me off and then my heart started beating really fast and my mind started going crazy, but I'm still here. I don't know how to say it to you. All I can say is, hi, you still there? And if you say yes, then you are. If you don't notice that I was there waving at you because you're too panicking, then you're not there. That is spirituality and that's your work. Your work when it's said and done is to always be there. Why? For the same reason that if you get into a car and you're driving, I expect you to be there. I really don't want you on the road if you're not aware that the road is curving, that people are driving, that lights are changing. Do you want to drive on the road with those people? They're like non-conscious people. They're lost in the reactiveness that's happening inside. There is a state in which, yes, events happen outside. Yes, they do. And yes, reactions happen inside. Yes, they do. The question is, what is you, the indwelling being, you, the consciousness, the awareness of being, what happens to you when that happens? In spirituality, the answer is very straightforward. Nothing. What? Nothing happens to me. I'm sitting here looking at her. She gets up, goes, sits over there. What happens to me when I see her get up and sit over there? She gets up and leaves. She raises her hand and interrupts me. Various things can happen, can't they? What happens to me who's in here looking out when she does that? The answer should be nothing. It's okay that, you know, maybe your mind starts, oh, why is she doing that? What did I do? Whatever it does. But what happened to me? Nothing. I'm here. I don't have to react to that. I don't have to participate in the craziness that can go on inside the psyche because of the event that took place outside. That is what is meant by the word centered. That is what is meant by the word clear. And as crazy as it sounds, that is witness consciousness. That is mindfulness. We throw these words around, but who really understands what they mean? They're very simple. That's what it means to be established within the self. Ooh, that sounded really high. It's not high. It just means you didn't freak out because your mind freaked out. You didn't freak out because your heart started doing something weird. You are the indwelling being. You are conscious. You're always there. You don't have to do anything to be there. You are there. The problem is when these changes happen inside due to the events outside, you permit yourself to get so sucked into them that you might as well not be there. There's no one there. You're freaking out. Have you ever seen anybody freak out? Have you ever seen anybody just totally freak out? Right? Just freak out. Hey, it's just a mouse. It's cool. It's really, it's only 2 inches long. Please don't jump.